Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Don't Call Me White Girl.
I'm Cardi B.
We are so excited to have you here, first of all.
Yeah.
You know, this is like, I feel like Lip Service is perfect for Cardi B. Because you're so outspoken. You're not chewing gum, are you?
Yes, and I kind of want to get rid of it, but I don't know.
Can we get a napkin? You know I'm the gum police.
Oh my God.
And I was like, damn, I want to tell somebody. I don't know who to tell.
Let's save that for eBay. All right, so first of all, congratulations. You have a new single.
Thank you.
So, and I love the snippet. I already was like, this sounds lit just from, we didn't even get to hear much, but the beat already.
Yeah, thank you. It's a good single. We could hear it after, like, you know what I'm saying? We could hear it a little after.
I was going to ask, like, can we hear in advance? But I know they like secret society with your Cardi music, so.
Yeah. I try my best to, like, not get things leaked, so it's like, I'll be like,
the picture is fire in the back of the car is crazy.
Thank you. Really
good.
Homage to Lil' Kim.
Yes.
That's dope.
And you know what's so crazy? I actually was telling like my stylist and everything as we was putting things together. I was like, I want to do like a picture in the back of the car. And I was like naked with like this hairstyle, because I've been dying to do this hairstyle more elevated, because I did this hairstyle before, but you know, like Jamaican chopped and everything, like back then. And I wanted like to redo it. And I was like, so I want to be like real sexy, like a car like Beyonce on Upgrade Ya. And then like we was looking at pictures, and like the Lil' Kim picture popped up, and I'm like, damn, this bitch done it all. She has it all. And it's like you think you're doing something. It's like, bitch, I already did it.
Yeah.
I already did it. And it's like, damn, she done it. She done everything.
Yeah. You got to give her props for that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Did she say anything, comment, or anything on the picture yet? Like,
No. But okay. she don't really do much.
She's not minding her business, laying
low. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then I saw Lil Durk said that you had the hardest verse on the song, too.
I like all of it. I like all of that shit. Like, if I didn't like it, I would have been like,
So did they do their verse first, or did you do yours first?
No, I had the song for a long time. I had it like almost 3 years. Mm-hmm. I had the song for a minute, and I just decided, like, it's like, all right, since everybody like it, let's just make this the single. But I feel like it just need like something. Like, man, because it's such a masculine song. Mm-hmm. And I think I picked the right guys, because I feel like this beat is not for everybody. Like, when I think about all, which it feels like there's a lot of male artists, but there's really not to pick from.
Right, for the style you wanted.
Yeah. And I'm like, I think they will bring it. And they brung it.
Said that he admires how you could just say whatever. And it's like he said, what did he say? That she could say anything that she wants to say.
Absolutely.
And that you're outspoken.
Oh, well, yeah.
Do you feel like that?
That's you.
I don't feel that way anymore.
I didn't think you did. Yeah.
I don't feel that way anymore.
You don't?
Why? No.
It's harder to say what you want now.
It's harder now.
Okay.
It's definitely harder now. I feel like it's like, oh, I got to think about everything. That's why I don't even like, I barely get on live how I want to because I be like, you know what?
They gonna pick apart everything I say.
I always say like I can't imagine being as famous as you or as Ye and not really have a personal life. You know what I'm saying? Without people always down my neck. Like God bless. You gotta be strong for that. I'm sure.
Yes, you have to. Oh my God, it's boring. Shit, being famous is boring
because you can't really do much that you really want to do.
Boring. I want to find out.
And everything has so many tedious steps to it when you do want to do something.
I want to be bored.
You know what?
I'd rather be rich than famous, though. I'm not going to lie. Same. Like, I'd rather have money than be famous.
I mean, you know, like, being, you know, it's not like draining. Like, it's like, you know, like, you could.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible. You know what I'm saying? But then it's like, I'm really like, I used to turn up. And it's like, sometimes I'd be like, you know what?
Yeah, you so used to doing whatever you want to do. Yeah. And then now everything is put under a microscope, so you got to be careful.
Well, you exactly. About to say some shit today, okay? Hello?
It's so, strange, though, but it attracts everybody to you, ends up being what you can't do. Because that's what everybody loves about you, that you say what you want to say.
Right, and everything is just like so like, oh, I didn't know you can't even say that anymore. Right. Like, what? I didn't know you can't even say that. So it's just like, you know what? I pick the days that I want to get dragged or not. Should I get dragged today?
I feel like when we were kids, things were less sensitive. Now everything is a little more sensitive.
Of course. Well, let's have some of these drinks because we have this
so we can
strawberry siren right with the whip shots. So Gigi made these because you know she's a bartender. Mm-hmm. And we got your whip shots here, which I'm excited about.
I'm excited to try it too.
Y'all, I came here a little bit before this. I took this drink is fire. She'll go watch it.
You're gonna put some vanilla in mine too.
Oh yeah.
And we gotta do this. We gotta put the whip shots on it. Okay, you ready?
Cheers.
Just so y'all know we really doing it. Cheers.
Cheers.
We gotta make it spicy for this hot shit. All right, come on.
Cheers to hot shit.
Wait. I want some of this vanilla. Yeah.
And I just want to let you know, Stephanie hasn't really been drinking, but she said, I'm going to drink for Cardi today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially a tasty drink, right? Let's go. I'm not going to drive after this, guys.
I'm going to try the
caramel. Don't call me white girls driving, so she got to be careful.
I'm going to just put a little bit of caramel on the side.
I know this look good when you got that white shit all over your mouth after you.
You know, Angie.
Wow, Ange.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's spicy.
It's good, though,
I love it. It's so good.
This is delicious.
Did you eat a jalapeno?
I did.
She said, I tried to get them in tiny pieces so that if you did catch one, it wouldn't be a lot.
It's good, though. Good drink.
Delicious.
All right, so we got some games to play with you today. So, you know, we got to have the drinks out.
Are you nervous? This is going to make me drink
a
more.
A little bit.
I love the jalapeno.
All right. Yeah. So the first thing we want to do is going to consist of us having to sip these drinks if you've done these things that we're going to talk about, right? Now, we know you have this show on Facebook, Cardi Tries. Mm-hmm. And we love watching that, by the way. I saw you doing CPR, being a firefighter, which I didn't know how to do. Did you know how to do CPR before that?
I had to take a class 12th grade because I needed like gym credits and shit. So they required me to take that class and pay $80 for it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good skill to have.
Right. You might save somebody's life with those skills one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I kind of forgot since then. It's been a long time, but I think I could do a little something. I don't know.
I think you're supposed to be like 1/1,000.
Yeah.
Or something like that. You also played football with Meg Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm. You did, you had Afion Crockett on there. That's our guy. You played tennis with Normani. Mm-hmm. It feels like were you athletic like when you were younger in school?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. that's why I was trying it. All of those things I never did, so I was like trying it.
Mm-hmm. I love Cardi Tries.
Well, Cardi Tries today is all about sex. So just imagine the sex version of Cardi Tries right here on Lip Service. So we're gonna name something. Anybody that has done this thing is gonna have to take a drink. All right, Cardi Tries. I feel bad saying these things, but we try to do some tantric sex.
A what?
Tantric sex.
What have the fuck is that?
Tell me when you figure it out.
Tantric. What
y'all don't know tantric sex?
No.
Gigi, look, go ahead, Gigi.
I've tried.
So I haven't tried it actually, but it's like a breathing and like close physical thing where you like kind of become one with each other, but
no
without
penetration?
Like touching.
Yeah.
No. Like, it's like a really intense foreplay type of thing,
oh,
but
yeah,
some people actually orgasm
foreplay,
from
of course.
It.
But it's, I mean, like
it's like touch and breath,
yeah,
and
no.
Breathing.
No, you breathe,
and shit.
Yeah. You like it's synchronized breathing.
So it's a no.
It's like breathing.
It's a no for me.
And it's like breathing on your neck, and you know, touching really
right
lightly.
Yeah, there was a Sex in the City episode about it when they went to a tantric class.
I've done it. It's nice.
Okay, so no.
I mean, I've done foreplay, but I haven't.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
You probably start laughing because I think I would. And tell my boyfriend, like, okay, let's try this. He would be like, what the fuck are we doing? All right, so that's a no.
So you
okay.
Have no drink. If you have, you take a sip.
Yeah.
If you have, wait.
If you have, you sip.
If
I was just sipping anyway.
I got
it. Because it drinks so good, you can't help but sip.
Oh, you've done it, Stephanie.
Yeah, I did it before.
How was it?
It was nice. It was like funny at first. So I'm like laughing and he was getting annoyed with my laughter. So I got serious and it was nice after that.
Nice.
So wait, is it like...
It's
like meditating together or something.
We started like sitting Indian style.
Mm-hmm. Facing each other
on the bed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it turned into like our hands are, you know, being palm to palm.
Let me
and
see,
then,
there's a picture.
You know, my eyes are closed and I'm just trusting him. And then he ends up here, like on my neck. And
after you stopped laughing,
yeah,
did you get into it?
Yeah, after it maybe a little slight kiss he would give me, but it was more like feather touches and breathing on me, you know, and like I could feel like his aura.
It made it really intense.
Yeah. So it was nice, but like you said, after
then you get
the
to
laughter,
laugh
after,
it's like the Kama Sutra kind
of. After I stopped, after
that's
I stopped
I was
laughing, it got nice. After I stopped laughing, which took a second, because it was hilarious.
I watched a documentary about cults, and I feel like they were doing that in that cult.
Probably.
With the
I watched
breathing.
That same documentary.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
Yeah.
No, the which
you, the one.
Yes. Yes.
Right, so now you got to try it, because you got some assignments. You got to try
it's
it.
Cool.
Yeah, we're going to send you home with some
my
lip service on ghetto.
Cool.
I know.
Like, no way.
But you know, he might want to.
Ghetto and country. You're going to be like, girl. Just suck it.
You never know.
Just suck it.
Like, babe.
The tantric sucking. All right. What about Cardi Chai's Golden Showers?
Nah.
Yes, she has, because she didn't say no fast enough. Take a sip.
But it wasn't like intentional. Niggas just wasn't the.
Let me just sip it.
It's a judgment free zone.
Yes, absolutely. She
did. You just sip too?
I did. I peed on somebody in the shower.
Okay.
Yeah.
He asked you to?
Yeah, like he wanted me to do it, and the only way I would do it was in the shower.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm not just about to stand over you and pee, but we can do it in the shower.
Did he pay you?
No.
Okay.
No, because
you know, like, you should have got paid.
How
for
did
that.
He react to it? How did he react?
He loved it.
Wow.
Yeah. He was like, yes, it turned him on. All right. So, Cardi, did you get peed on or did you pee on him? Both.
I'm picking not to get drank.
today
I'm picking not to
get drank.
It's a no drag today.
I'm gonna drink.
I'm just gonna drink it. All right, Cardi tries the shocker. Now, if you don't know what that is, I had to explain this. This is what they call two in the pink, one in the stink. All right, so that means two in your vagina and one in your anus.
Oh yeah, come on.
Have you ever had that done?
Yeah.
Not specifically that. Not
I don't think I've had that done specifically.
I haven't
either.
Now, a good old thumb. Now
yeah.
We're talking.
Yeah,
a thumb and a butt be talking. But the pinky, I don't know if I'm going to want a pinky in my butt. Like, I don't think it's not going to do anything for me.
A pinky?
Yeah, give me a thumb. I don't like when people stick their thumb in my butt and I'm not expecting it.
It's supposed to be
like
two in the pink,
process.
One in the other one, and then the mouth on the clitoris. It's like all together at the same
okay.
time. That's what that's I
the ultimate shocker.
Yeah.
That's the shocker plus.
Yeah. Right. You know what I don't like? When people like, when he eats you out and sticks his finger in your pussy at the same time, I don't like that.
I love that.
I like that.
Yeah, I
me
know
too.
Some people
I
do.
I really, really like that a lot. Ooh, hold on.
Maybe she has to go ahead,
yes. Play with it a little bit.
I
I like it. I like that a lot.
So there was a time that I hated it, but it's okay. I just don't like for the finger to go in and out. If you put it in and find my G-spot and hold it there, then we good. But if you start doing all this action, then I'm going to get confused.
I'm not like a multitasker.
I like the action.
I like the action.
So, if it's right, because a lot of niggas, they don't know how to play with the box.
They don't. They don't even know how to touch it.
A lot of niggas don't know how to play with the box.
Fingers are kind of neglected, right? Like, the guys don't know how to use their fingers on the box these days.
They can't be like,
You gotta be real gentle.
This is illegal, remember?
But if I could pick, I would rather you put your finger in my asshole if anywhere. Like, if I could pick where, I'm gonna say.
Really?
Finger in
a bowling ball. Like a bowling ball.
So you like anal?
I like a finger in my ass, Angie.
Anal is just like that.
It's like, you had to know how to do that. That's a real painful thing. And I feel like men don't know how to do it, so.
Mm-hmm. How do you do it?
Slow, steady, wins the race. You know what I mean? You might got to lube that thing down.
You might
start with a little spit. A
little anal ease.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But you really have to ease it up, work it up to where you really fucking.
You need some whip shots first.
Even if your penis is a certain size, we can't even do it. Like, if you walk around 10 inches, whatever, you can't put your 10-inch dick in my ass.
Oh, man.
You don't bust that guy's shit.
Yeah, no way. You got to be a smaller guy.
You remember the first time you did it?
Oh, anal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. I try everything the first time I did sex, period. I try everything, though.
Okay.
I remember. He had a really small penis and it hurt. It wasn't bad.
It worked.
Yeah. But I didn't enjoy it. Like, I never got enjoyment out of it till older. Mm-hmm. Because it'll make your vagina wet. Like, I didn't know that in the beginning. You know what I mean? But you could come off of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I'm a finger in the ass kind of person. Like, I'll ask for it.
Okay.
Put your finger in my
ass. Bowling ball.
All right.
All right. Cardi tries. Ooh, how about this? So they call this a circle jerk. That's when guys do it, when they jerk off in a circle. But have you ever masturbated with somebody? Like, y'all both are masturbating.
Not like at the same time. Like, it's like, oh, I'm gonna play with my pussy and play with your dick. We just might as well play with each other.
Mm-hmm.
What about like a FaceTime phone sex?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have you got to drink to that. Do you guys masturbate in front of your dude?
Yes.
Why did you look at me like I was crazy?
I mean,
I feel weird.
That was a big fantasy of mine. I never found nobody that really wanted to do it really that much, but I always wanted to.
I used to feel a little like, I don't feel like I look that sexy when I'm doing it with the toys I had in the past. Like my favorite one that I always rave about. But I look sexy doing it with the rose. So
you need a toy, not your own finger.
I mean, doing it with your fingers, it looks like it's, I don't think that's sexy either.
Those toys.
But it's sexier than using the toy that I used to use. I never liked the way
you can't masturbate with your fingers.
Well, I don't really go in. Like, I'm really like, I just
need to like this.
Party. I'm an outside person. Yeah, me too.
But I said videos.
Okay.
A lot. I just had to find the right angles, you know, because it's like if you do it from the front, it's like,
you got different
right,
down below.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, I said a lot of video shit.
Right, you don't angles, see each other. Right lighting, sometimes. You know?
Mm-hmm. Is business. It sexy to y'all when guys masturbate in front of you?
No.
Damn, that's fucked up.
That's the thing. I think it can be.
Yeah, I don't want to sit next to you and watch you, but if I'm in the screen and you're on the screen and that's all I can get, then I'm going to have to be sexy. Different.
But the fun of me that wants to do that, like men like, I'm not doing that. I'm not jerking off on camera for you.
Yeah, but in person, I don't think there's anything wrong. I kind of like if a guy like...
I like the idea of it.
I don't like it in person.
But I'm masturbation isn't really a cute thing, though.
As soon as he starts jerking his dick, I'm like... Right into my mouth. It. Yeah,
I'd rather just do it like myself. Yeah. Like, let me just do it myself.
Right, exactly. I got you.
Like, I do it myself.
I kind of like it. I've had that happen a couple of times. And so I think it's cool. Because, like, so he came already and then he was about to come again. And I was like tapping out for the second time.
So you let him handle his own business.
And so I was like, all right, because I'm not gonna lie, I'm the type of person once I come, I like get off.
You're over.
Yeah, me too. It's over. Don't touch me.
And I'm just trying to let you finish. But if you're taking too long, like especially if it's the second time, it takes a lot longer. Yeah.
Yes, that's why it's like, don't give me no perk dick.
Yeah.
Don't give me no perk dick. Don't give me none of that.
She took that shit out of my brain.
And I walk you through it. Like if you want to masturbate, I like talk and shit, so you could just feel like I'm involved.
Or you just open your mouth.
That's really sexy.
It is. It's cool.
Like, okay, I just pictured it. Like, she's tired and he's like, damn, but my dick is so hard. And she's like, oh, but let me see you come.
Yeah, you can talk. And then
you're
he's talking.
Or you could just let him like this. You don't have to suck it, but you could just like.
Yeah, do it a little bit.
Like a tongue tap. Put your mouth.
It's actually a really nice, lazy thing to do. You don't ever feel. Because, like, you work.
And Ange got a nice voice for that.
Yeah. I put on an episode of Lip Service.
My voice probably too deep for that.
No, I'm kidding. I don't do that.
Hurry up and come,
but
nigga.
Like, you don't ever get so tired because you work a lot. You have kids. Like, everything is overwhelming sometimes. Are you ever just too tired? Like, I just.
Yeah, a lot. But it's just like, you know, like sometimes I just be like, you know what? It's been a couple of days and I could tell the attitude or I could tell the, so I'm like, you know what? Let me just get it. I mean, then I do it. And then, you know, if it just lasts, if I finish and, you know, he's still there, I'm just like, yeah, I'm just going to take it back way and just... doggy style and just take it to
the end. That's the ending.
Go a little faster. Like, go a little faster.
Finish. Let me see this ass real quick.
That's it. It's over.
Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm. And you know how to make a guy come fast. Like, you just start talking shit and then being louder and then he's like, you know.
Yeah.
The worst thing to do is to tell him to come, because then I think that kind of, like, if you're like, all right, you almost done.
Well, there is a way
it's
to tell
way
him to come.
It's a way to say come. It.
But my nigga be knowing.
You ask for it.
At beg for it.
Yeah,
my nigga knows it.
Yeah.
He already be like, is that you? Damn. I know you don't know, but I'm still gonna perform. Just, I'm finished, but I'm gonna perform still. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm gonna take care of you, baby.
Nah, but that's the key to success, what you just said. Like, once I get tired of the same thing, turn around. Like, I want it for the bag, babe.
Give me
that. That's it. A couple back shots, you already know. It's good
over.
Night.
I
that's
feel like
it.
We're not playing this game. We're just drinking the drinks now. Because
it's so good.
Shit, the conversation got long.
When you ask the question, we sip, so we doing good.
Oh, yeah, all right. That's it.
Okay, what about Cardi tries abstinence? What's the longest you've gone without having sex since you've been married? Because, you know, sometimes you might be traveling, he's not around, you're not around.
I mean, like, you know, like around lipo time, you know, I did lipo twice.
I did my 6 weeks.
After I gave birth, that shit is a long time. And we wait the whole shit because I ain't trying to break nothing. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to, like, it don't get back together. Back again.
Hell no. Mm-hmm. How many weeks you think? So how many weeks it takes to have sex after giving birth? You
think like 8 weeks. I wait 8 weeks.
2 months, dead ass. Cause and even the first time you have sex after that 8 weeks, it feels a little different.
It feels a little different.
Yes.
Like, what do you mean? Because I don't know.
It feels like you still need to heal. Like, it's still raw.
And it's scary.
Like, your bone feel a little, like, my bone just, I feel like, oh, my God, it's going to break.
Yeah.
You especially if you got stitches. That's real scary.
Yeah. Sensitive.
But what I know for sure is that you're super fertile right after you had a baby. So that's right. Really, because that's how people had the Irish twins, because you get pregnant right away from having sex too fast. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's that hood shit.
But y'all suck his dick while you guys can't have sex, right? Or do other stuff?
I don't know.
No?
At this age, you're going to have to deal with it. I don't know. I can't get it. You can't
it's
get
just
it.
Like, what's the problem?
That's how I am. Like, I can't just.
It's a blow job.
It's a lot. I mean, if it's requested, yeah. But in general, no. We both have to wait. We in a situation together.
And it's a little selfish, you know. Like, it's like, nigga, I'm bloody nasty.
Yeah.
Right. I'm here.
I'm over here. Dying on the.
Your body go through a lot after that, baby.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what about Cardi tries fisting?
No. No. I ain't no try.
Let me sit.
You did. Oh, that's right. You did get fisted.
Mm-mm. I fisted a girl.
Oh, that's
I've seen it before. Mm-hmm. I saw it in jail.
I fisted a girl.
Yeah.
She wanted it.
While you were
in
jail? No.
No, not when I was in jail. But I gave it to her.
Look at the jailbirds.
Yeah.
No, Gigi had a girlfriend in jail, so she.
Everybody has a girlfriend in jail.
I was gay for stay.
Yeah, most are. Yeah.
You'd be surprised. My own girl, she was in jail 4 years. She didn't have a girlfriend. I was like impressed.
That she told you.
That's like shocking.
Nah, I would have found out.
So you fisted you've been fisted or?
No.
You said you've tried everything.
I saw it. I've never been. I don't know why anybody wants to get fisted. I can't imagine it.
Cardi?
No, I don't know how the fuck you could do that.
I you mean, got a little
you got
fist.
A little fist. Yeah,
I think
you
could be the one to do it. I saw it though. I saw it in jail before. I saw it. I
was how did like, it look to you?
It like I couldn't.
All the way to the wrist.
Yeah, like I was shocked.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't believe it. And
this
she
girl was
so
going
little.
Crazy when I did it to her. She was a little girl too. She yeah. wanted it though.
Yeah.
She was like begging me to do it.
What are those
did it feel weird?
People who want to get filled like that. What's that called, Ange? There's a saying for
I
that.
Don't know.
Fucking animal. That's true.
remember the siphon? She was that. She likes to, she
oh,
likes
to get fisted.
Fisted
oh, yeah.
She likes getting fucked in her ass. What is it called? It's
would
called
you let
something.
Somebody fish you?
No, yeah. Edgy.
It's called edgy. I'm sorry. Just can't see how it's possible.
I feel
and especially not a man
with them big ass fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, now we're gonna do something else. We're gonna name a lyric, okay, and we're gonna see if we all still feel this way. All right, so broke boys don't deserve no pussy. This makes guys so mad. By the way, you know how many guys have said this? Like, well, y'all be saying this, and girls be feeling like
Bible.
This. Now, what have y'all ever been with a broke guy?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Yeah, and that's why it makes us not want to fuck broke niggas. Because we've been there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We know already.
We learned that lesson.
We gave it a try.
Yeah, I feel like bitches just think like, we don't want to be fucking. First of all, I feel like a lot of bitches be lying about like, oh, I never fuck a broke nigga before.
It's
I just don't
so
fuck broke
lie.
Niggas. Like, it's like you have to have that experience so you could be like, I would never give you pussy. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Because it's just.
You know what I say. The broke ones fuck the best.
They do.
They need a place to stay.
They do.
Fuck them for housing.
That's what I say. They're hungry.
Yeah. And they ain't got nothing else to do.
They want some
go
Uber
for
Eats.
Themselves. Yeah.
That dick is working is what it's doing.
Because okay. It's a job for them.
Hello?
But they don't deserve it.
But you're right. I learned that super early on and I'm glad I did. Like my first boyfriend was so broke. It was ridiculous. Like he had kids too. And I had to like buy his kids presents for Christmas because he didn't have the money to do it.
Damn.
And he wasn't very motivated.
Angela like, Claus.
Yes.
Yeah. But I thought Betty and little kids, like, you got to get them something. He would, he used to sell weed, but he wasn't even, like, really motivated by that.
He wasn't even good
like,
at that.
Like, he would sell, like, just enough.
He yes, sucked because, in a trap.
But, you know, I feel like every bitch got the same story because it's always, like, that nigga that is, like, he sell weed, but he never got money or the money to buy the weed.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Barely even have weed.
Because like, smoking
it's like,
his own supply.
And that's all they want to do. It's like, I know if I sell this million, I know I can make this and that. But you never make it.
You
like,
never,
you
meet
never
those
make
goals.
It, nigga. Like, it's like,
find something else
I can't,
to do.
I can't. Like, I just can't.
I was like, go work harder. Sell some more weed. Like, why are you?
Work harder.
I mean, selling drugs is not for everybody. It's really not.
It's not. Know. He was just barely making it. And he went to jail, and then his mom was like, can I borrow some money until
the. Damn, the mom greedy too.
Yes, them be the ones too.
And I was fresh out of college. It wasn't like I really had money either. So even me like giving it would be like $25, but that was a lot for me to be like,
oh yeah,
it's $25.
Damn.
As a matter of fact, when I was younger, all my boyfriends were broke.
Angela.
They were, because I was broke too. We were young.
I was young, but I was fucking older guys. I was fucking like the older dope boys that would come pick me up from high school in their nice cars. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When I was young, all the guys I was fucking with was broke, but I didn't think they were broke. Like they had cars.
As long as you
and
had
they
any
were
car.
Taking me to E and they were buying me cigarettes.
And sneakers. Dots was buying sneakers back then. Right? Dots was
yeah,
buying
they
sneakers
were buying
back
me Timberland
then.
Boots
yeah,
and Reebok jeans. Yeah.
Earrings with your name in it.
Well, Cardi, what was your broke guy experience that made you be like, never again?
It's a whole lot of plenty. But
right,
like, the one. Like, let me tell you something. When I was 20 years old, I used to be like, I used to say this so much because I was like, I'm 20 years old and I got 20,000. Like, I'm 20 and I got 20,000. And that just always like made me like hyped up because I work hard for it. Like, I fucking shake my ass real hard.
For them 20 bands.
For that 20 bands.
Yeah. And then, bitch, you're going to get me tight. I came home one day from work, everything. I'm counting the money and everything. I'm about to put it in my stash. I got like $1,000.
No.
Like this nigga took my fucking money.
It.
Yes, he took my money, didn't answer the phone for like a whole day. I was going insane. And then he was like, yeah, you know, I took the money because I'm in California. I'm getting pounds. It's always that weed shit. That's why I'm traumatized with
did
it.
Did you ever get it back?
Huh?
Did you ever get it back?
This nigga gave me back like $4,000 talking about, oh, the weed, I got the package. Oh, it got stuck in the package.
Your money asking.
Yes, like, damn. Like, it just like traumatized me. It traumatized me. Wow. I can't.
Terrible.
I can't.
I can't imagine that feeling when you come in and you're like, okay, let me put.
Let me add to this, like, 20.
What the fuck?
And it's down, ooh, to 1.
See, I'm almost getting like shaky.
It's over. Yeah. It's over. That should give me anxiety.
And like, you know, like when I was 20, like it's like,
that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got my ass shots and everything when I was like 21.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like big boobs, but I was so skinny when I was a dancer, and I ain't had a lot of ass, so I had to like work. I had to really work.
So this was before the ass shots.
Yeah,
I would have been. Yeah,
that was natural body 20.
Yes,
right. So you was working.
At first,
you was
did you think
hard.
He was going to really make the money? Like, did you have faith at first?
Sometimes, because I never heard nobody talking about, like, it was like he made it like a plan. Like, it's like I'm in California. Like, it's right. Like, oh, you really getting wee.
Yeah,
you're really getting wee. But I'm like, I'm getting pounds. Like, there's not an ounce. This is a lot. Like, I'm getting pounds. Like, this.
These niggas.
$4,000. What happened to him after that? Did you just?
I just had to get rid of him. It's just, I used to pray to God, like, it's like, God, please let me stop. I just don't want to like this nigga anymore. Like, let me move on. Another fuck nigga come in my life, but this one had money.
Okay.
After that nigga, I never fuck no fuck nigga.
If you're gonna be, you gotta at least have money.
Matter of fact,
one more.
I fucked the broke nigga after that by default. Because he had money, but he went to jail. So he turned broke. So I was like, all right.
He turned broke.
By default.
Saying. Like, he wasn't broke, but then a situation happens and now he broke.
Yeah.
So now it's a broke nigga.
I'm not holding you down.
That's on my roster. Like, fuck.
Listen, the worst is when you start dating somebody and things are good. And then, because I dated this guy one time and then he lost his job. And he was so he was doing good and everything, and it was too early for me to like be ride or die, you know. And then he, not only did he lose his job, but I feel like he lost his whole spirit when he lost his job. He was like bitter all the time. He had an attitude, and I was like, I can't do this. Like, we just started dating.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
It'd be bad when shit like that happened, when like they had like an ex-girlfriend or something, and then they go used to buy them shit. Now you the girlfriend, mm-hmm, and they start buying you shit, and then they out of nowhere go broke. And it's like, why the fuck I gotta be the bitch that gotta deal with the shit?
Right.
Like, why could it be?
Why the one getting the
perks?
Yeah.
All right, here's another lyric. Of course, we know this one. Make it cream, make me scream out in public, make it seem. Have you ever had sex in public?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Drink.
Yeah, drink.
Yeah, drink for that.
Mm-hmm. That wet ass pussy.
My favorite public sex is on a balcony in a resort, like facing the ocean, and like you don't care if somebody else on the balcony see you from all the way over there. Aww. So you put on the show.
I still like
that.
Yeah, I like that too.
And some heels bent over. Yeah,
yeah, that's fire. I don't think I've ever added the heels, but maybe that's a good tip.
Mm-hmm.
G.
So you've had sex in public.
I've had sex like that not even too long ago.
Yeah,
on the balcony.
Just recently.
I think just now, just this weekend.
I didn't like the beach as much as I thought I would like the beach.
I don't like being in the water to have sex. It sucks.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like having sex in the pool.
You feel like water getting your vagina shit. Yeah, like, it's terrible.
You don't feel it.
When
right.
It takes
bubbles.
Out the good juicy
reed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's not good. I don't like it.
Yeah, water sex is way overrated.
I still like car sex. I still like to get bust down in the car.
Okay. I can't remember the last time I had car sex. That's like
you
some
seen
it.
You gotta see each other here. You gotta
long ride, especially if it's like random. It just happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was your outdoor sex experience? Too many.
Too many boats, balconies, everything. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get caught?
No, we never got caught. Like, Now I just can't really. We can't really do it too much because me and my nigga, we just be paranoid. Like, oh fuck,
you should be because the paparazzi with them long lenses.
Yeah, they'll figure out a way to get behind the tents. Like, you gotta be careful.
But the thought of getting caught is kind of exciting.
That's
too.
The fun part.
Yeah, that is the fun part. That adds that extra adrenaline rush.
Did you ever almost get caught or be nervous?
Yeah, because you hear people pass me. Oh, you hear that shit? Oh, who the hell?
All right. How about this one? You still stutter after certain questions. You keep in contact with certain exes. Okay. Does anybody in here keep in contact with their exes? This is touchy for some people.
To what degree,
I mean,
though? Like what? To what degree? Like a high or like
or
a
like text
fuck
message em? Or maybe no. Not there's saying a, fucking.
Okay,
I'm just saying like sometimes you might be still cool with your ex.
There's an ex or two that I might talk to on social media, but there ain't no text messages and hey, how you
like,
doing?
You don't have my number.
Yeah.
Yeah, all my exes love me. I'm so cool. I mean, with most of my exes. That's is that bad?
No.
No.
I talked to some of my exes, maybe like half of them.
I used to. It's a waste of time.
But not trying to date them, but like y'all, like
but they try.
Yeah,
they try. They always try.
It always leads down to they want that old thing back. Yeah, so it's like, why even bother?
Even on social media, they always got to leave the comments. So it's like, hey, I fucked her, everybody.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's always like the comment like, yeah, I remember you used to do that for me. That viral shit that about our fried chicken. Yeah. I swear my ex is in the comments like, your chicken is good.
Oh,
like,
my God. Oh, that chicken was on that way.
You got just swiped and deleted it. No, not today, right. Nigga. No.
Not today.
Like, that's so corny, but that's how they are.
What mm-hmm. about you, Cardi? You talk to any of your exes?
Mm-mm.
Not even from like way back in the day. Maybe y'all still cool. Like, happy birthday or I'm proud of you. She's like, I ain't getting in trouble today.
No, because I don't even think they have social media anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I swear to God, I ain't really had that much boyfriends. Like,
or somebody you used to fuck with. Can you still be like cordial?
I could be cordial, but it's like, I ain't really nothing to talk about. Like, mm-hmm. it's like,
yeah.
I'm a new bitch now. You don't even know
and
me.
And especially sure. now that you're married. Shit. I feel like if I you when you get married, shit. Then that's a different yeah. you know, line that you're crossing when you're still cool agreed. With exes. Like being yeah. in a relationship and all of that is cool. But once you get married, it's like a different type of boundary, facts. Right?
Yeah.
And that you don't want to cross.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I don't think my exes will ever cross like that boundary or anything. I just like ain't nothing really to talk about. Like, it's like, what the fuck,
right.
fuck am I talking to you for? Like, mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I feel like you're going to try to set me up. So I'm not even going to try.
I don't trust it. Right. Somebody yeah. I work with invited a couple of his exes to his wedding.
Oh,
that's wow. awkward.
But he said he told his wife, like, I'm still friends.
And how did the wife feel about that?
I mean, she was fine. Okay. You know? At the, I don't know.
That's fucking weird. That's some kinky weird shit. Like, she has to be like, yeah, bitch. She has to have some type of, because any other woman would be like, no, why are they coming? Why would they be welcome here? Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of weird. And I'm kind of open-minded, but
nah.
Nah,
that ain't
yeah,
why would you even
want to
be there?
But no.
Like, look, yeah, bitch.
But you could have had, bitch. You see
this could have been you, bitch.
But sometimes some people you might have dated, you'd be better off as friends. Like, you might be like, that's a cool person, but I'm just not interested
if
in them.
If he said one, yeah, but a few of his exes, two. He's a fucking weirdo. That's weird. That's some weird shit.
Would you, what if you dated a guy, or what if, like, your husband was friends with, like, or had to, you know, communicate with some of his exes? Would you have a problem with that?
I mean,
that?
If they have children
he
together,
he gotta fucking communicate with his baby mom. Yeah. That's enough.
It.
Yeah,
that's how
right.
Yeah,
they have children together. That's it. That's but if y'all don't have children together, then there's no need for y'all to be talking
no.
shit.
Yeah.
The fuck is y'all talking about?
No.
Yeah.
Who do you think is more jealous, you or Offset?
My man, for sure. Because mm-hmm. I feel like down south niggas, like, they're a little bit more different. Like, they have, like, different type of
rules
and everything. Like, yeah. It's like,
they have a different outlook on things.
Yes, for mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Like, what do you mean? Because I know you're from New York, so you think guys here are not as jealous as guys from down south, or?
I mean, I feel like guys from, like, New York are, like, more understanding. Like, for example, like, it's like, I'm, for some reason, everybody, boys see me too much as, like, a homie, a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you think?
No, I know. Okay. Like, I'm not even going to be cool with you if you even try to, like, fake flirt with me. I'd be like,
mm-mm.
No, this is not it. But I feel like girls down south, like, I guess, like, the logic of my nigga is on some, like, girls don't even have boys that are, like, friends or some shit like
yeah.
that. Like, and I don't know, like, I just grew up with, like, so many, like,
yeah,
guys,
like, being from
the
city, we
yeah.
grew up with mad guys.
Like,
they are
bros.
Brothers, our street brothers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I say that all the time. Like, yeah. I have so many street brothers. I have a handful of good girlfriends that I know for a lot of years. And then my street brothers, mm-hmm. I can't even count how many of them.
Yeah, they hold you down.
And they're either, like, even 10 of them died, like, 8 or 9 funerals. And it's still a lot of street brothers after that, you mm-hmm. know, being mm-hmm. from the city.
And it's hard to do what you do and not be cool with guys, too.
You're a rapper.
Like, yeah, you gotta have some guys that you cool with.
Yeah,
that,
you probably got some new street brothers from the industry, like music industry street brothers.
Yeah, I definitely do. But he got close with them too. That I was just like, you see, we all close. You see how it is? You see how they got it? Like, what are we talking about? Like, you see how that goes? Like, hello.
That's good.
But with rappers though, I can't. I don't.
Right.
Your husband is a rapper. You can't.
Yeah, like it's like, I don't even play that shit. Like,
yeah. But you don't want to be buddy buddy with none of these.
I don't like to be buddy buddy with people fine. In the industry too much. That's a whole.
I feel like I would like a southerner. Like they more protective and they old school.
They
more
gentlemanly.
More chivalry in it. You know what I mean? Like, I think I would like it.
Not like Philly guys, exactly.
Big old black gold teeth. Find me one.
You could definitely get one.
They like my kind.
You know, get kind. You said my kind.
Yeah, they like I don't know. I feel like they like up north girls, like loud girls. Yeah, they do. They like that.
Yeah,
shit.
Opposites attract.
Yeah,
so they do. They like that
the
a
southern
lot.
Guys. Mm. They like our swag, our up north swag.
They feel like we have a lot more masculine energy.
Yeah, they like the way we carry ourselves. For like sure. To hold our own.
Nigga
like,
thought you wanted a bad and bougie. You got a bad and ghetto.
I think y'all make such a good couple though. Like I think a lot of people just you could kind of feel like, you know, like y'all attracted to each other. Sometimes you could tell like with couples, even though you're always looking from the outside in, you could kind of feel like the sexual energy between people. Like y'all really are attracted to each other. Y'all like each other.
Yeah, I like him a lot. Yeah.
Remember when y'all first got outed as a couple? Like, was it at that game when you guys were at the game?
Y'all went to the Super Bowl together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First date. You so cute.
He locked that in immediately.
He did.
Okay.
Yes, he should.
When was the moment that you realized, like, okay, he's the one. Like, I'm here for this.
Well, he was aggressive, like, the way that he, like, tried to, like, holler at me, like, hitting on my friends and everything. But it's like, you know, like, my publicist, that she was a good friend to me. She was a good close friend to me. She told him, like, before I went on that date, because I was scared to go, because it's like, listen.
Everyone's going to see that.
Everybody's going to see that. Don't even try me. Don't even play with me, because it's like, no, I don't want to look embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Don't embarrass me, nigga.
Yeah.
So he was like, yeah, I really like her. I'm seeing her like that. And I haven't fucked him yet. I ain't fucked him on that. I fucked him after. And I was like, ooh, I like it. Okay. I really like him. For sure. And it's like, but now I got to make you mine.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Who said I love you first?
He did.
Right.
You ain't getting no love from me first. Shit.
And what was your response? Was it thank you or was it I love you too?
You know, I was mad at him, so I was like,
that's whatever. What I gotta tell you. That's the worst time to tell somebody you love them for the first time when I'm mad at you.
But I called my bitches right after. I did, bitch. You told me you love me.
I gotta play mad a little bit longer, but guess what?
I had to.
All right, how about this? Should I call first? I can't decide. I want to, but a bitch got pride. Okay, so when you argue, who is the first person to normally make up or admit that they're wrong?
Shit. Oh, man. I never really admit when I'm wrong.
Just like a woman.
I just be nice.
Mm-hmm. You just forget about it.
I just be nice. I'll be like, all right, I get it. But I'm not going to be like, I was wrong. Sorry.
Have you ever been wrong and just not admitted it? Or do you think you're just not wrong?
Sometimes I could be a little wrong, but I'm not going to, like,
Why? Why not just be like, I'm sorry, I was wrong? He probably would be like.
Nah, he'd be like, I get it. All right.
That's enough. That's enough. Heard you.
And then I would, like, never even, like, navigate that vibe.
Mm-hmm. I like to say I'm sorry and I was wrong because I don't do it that much. So it's like very impactful.
Yeah, I feel like I like admitting when I'm wrong because look, now I'm right again because I admitted when I was wrong.
Right, you're right.
So now I'm right again.
I'm sorry.
So I'm good for admitting when I'm wrong. As soon as you catch me wrong and you prove that I'm wrong, I'll be like, okay, you got it.
Right. Yeah, you got that.
You got it. You got it.
Okay.
Shit. Well, damn. My bad.
My bad.
You see, but he can tell and everything. I be nice. I be really nice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Like,
now,
can we just get past this?
Yeah. Can we just?
Or you just sorry. You just be all sweet after that.
Yeah.
You just have sex. Mm-hmm.
Just be a little sweet.
And he's not like, oh, you're not gonna say he was wrong.
Oh, he does it all the time. I'm like, all right, I get it. All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It really. Oh, I really gotta be really, really, really wrong. I gotta be really wrong. Shit, but I'm barely wrong.
Ah, shit. That's what we all.
Dead ass. I'm really wrong.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting
like, what's something
that.
You've been really, really, really wrong about?
Like, he's the type of person that would tell me, like, you got to watch out for somebody. And I'd be like, no, it's okay, this and that. So that, I'd be wrong. And he'd be like, you see?
Then he hit you with that, I told you so. And
yeah.
Be like, eh,
or,
okay.
Like, sometimes I could be too brutally honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could just be, like, I could just be too brutally honest. And it's just like, all right, like, okay. All right, so I'm going to say it nicer, I guess, another mm-hmm. time. Because, all right, whatever. Or, like, when, like, I hear something and it's not true, and I be like,
mad. And then he's like,
my bad.
I like, well, shit, why would you, my bad? But it's like, shit, why would you think that I won't even think that if you did it before? Like, hello?
Mm-hmm. Boom.
And then he's like, damn, I'm being good. Why I gotta get punished?
Yeah.
But I will say, guys have better intuition when it comes to saying somebody's not good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, for sure.
Because
yeah.
I feel like we be so nice. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, no, she's cool. Like, they're not trying to. And then they do it to you. And yeah. Then you be like, oh, I didn't want to tell him.
Damn, he yeah. was right.
That you was right.
Yeah.
When they be trying to warn you.
I just tell him because it's just, you.
All right, now how about this? Now, I like dollars. I like diamonds. I like satin. I like shining. I like $1 million deals. Do you remember your first $1 million deal?
Oh shit, they all coming at the same time. They all coming at the same time.
Mm-hmm. You remember early on though, just being like, shit, like I just did this, like what some of those things were when you were super early in your career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like mostly all of my first deals, like it's like, oh shit, that's a lot, that's good, that's it, that's that. Now I'm looking at it like that wasn't enough. Motherfuckers use me.
Aww. I remember Cardi though, touring Cardi, you be down south doing like club hostings and shit. Like, I don't think you danced, but you would like host the club.
Yeah.
You wore a lot of braids and shit. You'd be with a bunch of guys, but you was like a real hard worker, like a super hustler for sure.
Yeah.
Smoke a little port, crack your jokes. Like, I love that Cardi though.
Cardi with the
like,
braid.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Cardi with the kinka line. That was like it. I was there though. You know, when you watch stuff yes. like that, you feel like you're a part of the process. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people that enjoyed you, we knew like, oh, she is coming. It's just, yeah. You know, it gotta happen. Then boom, you was on TV. And then it feels like it went fast after television. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of people, even now, a lot of people just think that it just went fast. Like some people I'd be like, yeah, label made you and this, that. It's like, yo, mm-hmm. if only you fucking know, like I really buzz my ass mm-hmm. for this shit. And all the money that I did, like hosting and all that shit, like it's like I had to use that for like my dreams. Like mm-hmm. I had a manager, but like, you know, like when I met more famous people, I found out like their managers like invest. Like my manager didn't right. invest. He didn't really have money. He was just smart. But it's like everything I had to invest on my shit, like on my videos, on my studio time, on like the way I dress. Like it's like, I'm the type of bitch I'd rather see my money than like spend it. But I was like, yo, in order for people to take you serious, like you gotta spend money on your hair, on your clothes, mm-hmm. on your shit, mm-hmm. on your that, like on your chains, on your this. Niggas get their first chains, like it be like their fucking label managers. I did everything with my own shit. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's like sometimes I'm a real sensitive person, but it's like sometimes when bitches be like, I'm just doing my best, I'm like, you're not doing the best. You're not. Because every time you say, bitch,
yeah.
I work every day, every fucking day.
I remember that because so first it was like on social media. She had a lot of followers just from posting videos. And then you were like, okay. And then the first mixtape came out. And I remember when that first mixtape came out and up at my job, everybody was like, oh, this shit is actually really dope. Because sometimes it's hard to prove yourself when people know you a certain way.
Yeah.
Right. And they want to make sure, is this a gimmick? Is this really like going to work? But then to see you like definitely busting your ass, doing the hostings, and then the performance aspect, people don't take that as seriously as they should. And like how hard you worked on your performances. I remember seeing some of your early performances and being like, okay, like she's taking this shit seriously from how you're dressed to how you dance to like how the everything was set up. I was like, okay, like.
And I always thought comedy for some reason because you always made me laugh. So when you first went music, I was surprised, but you always liked music. Like you listen to a lot of reggae, you listen to a lot of rap, you be playing your music, singing and shit to the camera. But I always thought that you would be a comedian because you funny.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually funny, you know what I'm saying? But I went to a school, like I went to Renaissance for musical theater and arts and everything. And I used to, I had a little voice back then, you know what I'm saying? But just going to school in the Bronx, we just want to be lit. So it's just like, I never really think. And then just growing up, it's just like, everybody just follow your dream. I never really was like the type of person back then. Like, it's like, yeah, follow your dreams. And it's like, no, nigga, I need to pay this. Like, ain't no dreams. And it's like, everybody rap, you know, like when you were going to, when you go in the strip club, it's like, it's always a nigga that's going on stage, rapping, spending mad money. And it's like, them niggas is not making it in the rap shit. I ain't gonna make it. Like, I'm not even gonna.
It is like a one in a 10 million.
Yeah. Shot. Like,
it's like winning the lottery.
Yeah. For sure.
And, but my manager at the time, and though I don't get along with him, he was very like, you be remixing things really fast. You should try to get in the booth and try to rap on a beat. And it's like, nigga, please, like, just put me on Love & Hip Hop. Like, whatever, like, all right. Like, I got to go to work. Like, I'm not even playing. Like, my friends calling me, like, I need to go to work. Like, I need to go dance now. Niggas is waiting for me. And it's like, do it, do it, do it. So even, like, my first song is just, like, it's, like, kind of, not childish, but it's just like what I was thinking at that day. Like, I need all my money makers, bring that cash out. I need all my D-boys, bring that. Yeah,
because I'm on my way to work. Beat me there. Beat me there.
But people love that. They love stuff that's like relatable too.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's fun in the club. Because I think that's what it was at first. You know, it was just fun in the club. So look, working on this new album, right? Because you have the new single out. Is there a plan? Do you have other stuff done?
I have a couple of songs done. No, I have songs done. I just feel like I'm missing certain songs because I want to bring like a little bit. I feel like my first album have a little bit of something and I just feel like I don't have enough of something. Like, I feel like, all right, I got a lot of club songs, but I feel like I need a little bit more of like a Be Careful, or I don't have my, I feel like I don't have like a my pop I Like It song. So I just be feeling like I just be missing it. But it's just like, it's a little difficult for me because it's like, okay, I do have a lot of, I have like a lot of business going on, a lot of business ventures and like the kids, like it's a lot. But it's just also like, I feel like I'm just not musically satisfied like that right now. Like, I just feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like there's a lot of things missing out there. I feel like I'm not hearing a lot of things out there. And I just don't want to like come out with something that is just like corny, not good enough. So it's just, it's a lot of pressure. But
yeah. I mean, you made the Rolling Stone top 200 hip hop albums of all time.
Oh,
number
my God.
16
right.
on the list. That's
niggas
amazing.
Was dragging the shit out of me for that.
Well,
I was
like,
I didn't make the list. That's what they said.
They was dragging me. Like, it's like, how dare them put Cardi before Nas? How dare them put this and that? I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I just woke up and I'm getting my ass dragged.
You're like, I didn't ask for this.
I didn't even ask for this. But you know, I mean, I do understand how people will feel like sentimental about things, because it's like certain like albums that like was
classics.
The Low Minds are like real classics, are like real shit that is like introduced me to hip hop that I'm like 5-6 years old and my older cousins is listening to it cursing. I'm like, I like it, but I'm scared to hear it. Like, I'm repeating from my mom. So I understand that, but it's like, bitch, I ain't motherfucking asked for it. And it's right. like, you know, I understand that people feel a certain type of way, but don't try to disrespect me or exactly. my work or my album because your mother was listening to my shit. Mm-hmm. Your bitch was driving to you. Mm-hmm. Your bitch was driving, listening to fucking Be Careful or all y'all bitches, all y'all hoes. For sure. So it's like, don't even try it. Like, y'all don't gotta disrespect my shit. Like, I definitely get it as an artist and as a person that like respect like people's projects that I be like, no, nigga, like I would
every
never.
List is subjective though.
Yeah,
there's no list that anyone can do that people don't have a problem with.
Exactly.
Right. There's never gonna be a list that everybody's like, that's
and,
right.
And people like, you know, like people, I feel like those type of outlets like that, they will do certain shit like that to make it go viral. Like, of course, they're gonna use a bitch like me, put it number 16 before Biggie because it's like, it's gonna start a stir. Like, it's like, if you was to put like another rapper like this and that, like on it, it's like people would even give a fuck about the list. But it's like, since they placed mine so high and like the classics like a little bit lower, it's just like, oh, I feel like I've seen those type of recipes all the time.
Right.
However, I become like the punching bag.
But don't you feel like your album is a classic?
It's definitely is a classic.
And numbers don't lie.
It's definitely a classic. Yeah. And the numbers are
you broke
great, amazing. And
album.
Like, it's like, it's not even about the numbers. It's just like, I've been all around the world and people sing it fucking word for word. Like, it's like, it is what it is, but it's like, I definitely understand when it's like, you put my album, which is a classic, is great, but like before Biggie's album, before Nas' album, like, it's like, I'm dirty. Like, I'm not like it was like a setup. Like, y'all niggas trying to set me up. Rolling Stone, you trying to set me up. You got my ass dragged on a fucking Tuesday for no reason.
I mean, it's 2022, though.
Yeah, but people
and the kids don't, like, when I talk to people about music, dumb niggas don't know Biggie. They don't know Nas. They don't know
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
that's true.
For
so
sure,
that's
for
why
sure.
it's not, I mean, it's you have to be current. Like, yeah. I'm a hip hop head. I always like rap. When I have conversations with niggas in their mid-20s, some of these niggas miss the people that I grew up listening to.
They don't know.
So
listen,
how
I had
could
an
they...
intern that didn't know not one Wu-Tang song.
And wow. that's what I'm like, saying. Okay, to us, that's gonna, insane. Yeah. But to them, it's just not.
Yeah.
I remember a rapper went viral. I think it was like Rich Homie Quan because he didn't know words to Tupac or Biggie or something. Mm-hmm. It's like, the kids don't know. So
yeah,
why would you... Cardi
that's
is
why it looks like that
high,
is hard because it's so many different generations of what people listen to.
Yeah.
And hip hop's getting older. So there's songs and albums from like, you know, the
'90s,
'80s that you can't compare to like Invasion of Privacy. You can't compare.
I can see
that.
How you feel. That's clickbait. Like, you know that they gonna go crazy if Cardi at number 16.
Yes. Like, it was definitely clickbait. And it's just like, my thing is like, it's like, I am a 1992 girl. So it's like, I definitely know a lot of classics that was there. Even though some kids, like I said, I did songs with like, them like Shake It, like them kids is from the Bronx. They're like 19, 18. Mm-hmm. I think they don't even know like the albums.
I love that you did that.
Yeah.
By
yeah.
the way,
yeah.
when you came out, some of y'all like stand on my feet. Like, that's so lit because like you from the Bronx and that's it right now. Like, niggas love them. So I just think like those kind of connections are huge because you don't have to do that. And to me, that speaks more on your personality or who you are and your character. Because some people on your level would never touch niggas like that.
Yeah.
They would forget where they from.
You know
from
how excited
or, you
they probably
mean?
Were to get that call?
Yo, like, they won't even, they barely let her rap. They were about to knock you over. They were so excited. Like, that shit felt like, I'm not from the Bronx, but still felt like, oh, the Bronx winning. Like, that's lit.
And that's how I feel. I love when the Bronx is winning because, you know, it's always artists like from Brooklyn coming out making noise. So when you see Bronx niggas and like young niggas and then it's like what they talking and what I be seeing, it almost gave me like my nostalgia. Like,
for
I was
real.
Like, oh my God, I remember when I used to be like that. I used to talk
that's
all that
lit.
Ass shit. Like, just that. So that made me really happy. But it's like, but back to that. I feel like it was clickbait and everything, but it's like, I understand where y'all coming from because... You
it
know,
could just be genuine.
But
though.
At the end of the day, like, don't drag my shit. Don't be dragging my shit. Don't fucking disrespect my craft. Like, out of here.
I feel like, in a way, niggas know you sensitive. So it's like almost like they'll keep
they
coming for it. Yeah,
no,
and it's
but
like,
that's why.
And it's like, for me, like, I'm somebody, like, I respond to trolls. And, like, even now, like, the bigger shit get, like, I'm starting to, like it's kind of a waste of time because, like, they did get hard from it. They like that shit.
And
they
then
like
people
that they
see
know.
That you, that's what you respond to, and then they do it, too.
And they do it so many times.
And sometimes they'll be like, I knew that's the way to get you to respond.
Yes. When I open the message, like, Oh, like the first message was, you white bitch, you not black, you talk all that shit. And I'm like, fuck you, your mother's a whore. And they're like, I love you so much, I just wanted to. It's like, why did you start that?
I just wanted you to respond.
Oh, but that's, God. You know, and I think with you, I think it's like that. Like, you passionate, you know, you really feel it, you mean what you say. So they almost like, it's like kiddie shit. Like, they pick on you more because they know that you care.
It's like a guy that like you.
Yeah, like that. Mm-hmm. Like
nah, but that day was intense. Like, that day, I was like, fuck am I trending for? Like, what's going on? What did I do on the internet for a minute? What I did? And it's like, oh, fuck.
You home changing.
You know how many times you trend and you probably have no idea what's going on? And you're like, I got to see what happened to me.
Yes. And it's like, oh, God. But
you know what? You had that dance hall party, right? For your it was for your birthday, right?
Yeah.
Would you do like some type of, what do you think about on this new album? Are you thinking about doing a little dance hall or something? I could see that.
For sure.
I'm really nervous to do something like that because it's just like,
it feels like it would be natural though.
For sure.
It would be natural, but there's just like, it's just certain things that it's like, you're just not going to do because it's just like, you're not like that great or that at it. You know what I'm saying? Not great at it, but it's just like,
it's kind of out of your lane a little.
It's like a little bit out of my lane, or I don't know. Like,
I would totally expect it from you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It feels like it would be natural.
Cardi
like,
you tries. Reggae, you always
Cardi tries dance hall.
Yeah. I be shy, but
a little reggaeton maybe.
No, she does reggaeton and it's good.
Yeah. But even when I do reggaeton, I get a little bit nervous. Like, it's like,
nah, I love it.
Don't you like being nervous sometimes though?
I be nervous all the time.
I think that's a good thing.
It's just like when you're like out of your lane, it's just like, oh. And I don't want it to be like, I want it to be like real, like raw. I don't want it to be like a
force
or like mainstreamish.
You could do something nasty.
Shit. Like, you like team up with somebody that you like or you somebody that you're a fan of. Because for me, I would expect it. I would expect you to do a reggae song.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I always told Spice, like, when I was 13 years old.
I love that.
Yeah, yes, for sure.
I told her that, like, I made my dad, like, I made him buy me an Ed Hardy shirt because I saw her wear it when I was, like, when she was, like, 13.
Remember when Ed Hardy was a shit?
Yes. Yeah. And I loved her. And I know all her real old-ass songs that it's not even on Apple Music. Like, like, if she knows that, I be singing them shits in her face.
That's what I'm saying. That's why that's a natural. That's exactly my point. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know,
I think you should try it.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't just automatically like feel it.
I'm just, you know, just throwing it out there. I think it'd be cool. Just with it, let it be known. Now, I also saw that when you're performing now, that people can't have their phones out. Right? They were saying that you got to put your phone in the bag. Like, one of these venues, they were saying that before you go to tour in Europe. Right? When you perform, they're like, people got to put their phones in their bags. I think that's a good idea.
I think so, too. Because you go to the shows and everybody's got their phone out. Nobody's really watching the show.
They like, do that at comedy shows now. And it makes people have to like pay more attention to be in the moment.
I never really thought. I know that I think I'm doing like a practice rehearsal and it has to be like that because it's like practice before I go over there. Because I haven't moved this body in a minute. I haven't like perform since 2019, and like that baby really changed me.
Right.
I can't do no splits. I can't be on my knees, like not my knees, but like when I like twerk to go down, it's like, oh, pick me up, bitch. Pick me up now. I don't know, is it because I'm finna hit like 30 and your body really start changing around, or it was this boy?
Oh damn.
Cause I feel a little different, but I have to bring it. Like,
you're gonna bring it.
For sure.
We believe in you.
I have to just get back there. Like,
are you looking forward to going on tour? Or is it like, man, this is, you know, part of the job and I gotta do it because I'd rather be home with my babies?
I mean, I used to always love to perform. Like, I get a crazy, crazy rush. Like, I get such a crazy rush. It just haven't been a minute. So it's like, I just have to get back there so I could just start feeling it again. Like, yeah, for sure.
Oh, we'll be looking forward to it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. No, Cardi, now we got a couple more and then you can go, okay? All right. Cardi took your man, you upset. Okay. Have you ever taken somebody's man?
Not because I knew. not because I knew. I find out and it's like, well, bitch, now,
now it's my man.
Now it's my man. Like, it's like, let's take it to the battle. I ain't gonna lose the battle. I ain't trying to lose the battle. But I knew.
Okay, so somebody hit you up like, excuse me, I'm. But doesn't that make you not want to be with a guy knowing that he lied?
No, like it's like, damn, I already like him. What am I gonna do? I cannot unlike him no more. Now I gotta
unlike him.
Yeah. The very first strip club I worked at, I got fired because I got into a fight with this girl. And the reason why we fought is because I took her man. But I didn't know that was your man. He came after me. I ain't know you, girl. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Yeah, and that story became like a whole thing because like I had a champagne glass in my hand when we started fighting and the story turned into a bottle. So people thought that I like hit her in her face with a bottle. It was like a whole big thing. But again, girl, I didn't know that was your man. So sorry, not sorry.
Mm-hmm. Per. What about you, Steph? You ever took somebody's man?
Yeah, like Cardi said, not on purpose. I told you guys the other day when I was a teenager, me and one of my little friends from the block, we used to battle over boys, and I always used to take the guy.
Mm-hmm. Even if you didn't want
to,
right?
It was more than once, but we were like little teenagers. We weren't even having sex with these guys.
Oh, man. When I was in my 20s, I remember I was dating this guy, and he got back together with his ex-girlfriend, and then she called me from his house. He had two phones, and he had left one phone at home, and she was there. Truthfully, she had just got an abortion, so she was staying at his house while he was at work. And so... Gigi. Wow.
No, it's like the throw baby.
So anyways, she calls me because she saw my number in his phone and saw that he had been texting me and calling me. And she was like, I'm his girlfriend. But she lied and told me she was like pregnant, about to have his baby. And then she also told me she had an STD. She told me like all kinds of different things. It was what? All over the place. And I was at work and I had just started a new job. It was like literally my first day. And I ended up being in the hallway with this girl for like 2 hours.
Hell no.
On the phone. And she threw all his stuff out the window, broke his TV while we were on the phone. Because, you know, it's not my fault.
While she was recovering from an abortion?
So what happened was, you said what?
While she was recovering from having an abortion?
Yeah.
Ew. Let your insides heal,
so
girl.
What happened was they ended up breaking up again after that. And I didn't talk to him for like 6 months, but he lived right by me. So we were on the train together one day coming home from work. And so we ended up talking again, but that was a bad idea. Because any guy that will do that is like kind of fucked up. The girl is laid up after having an abortion.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a little creepy.
But he told me, this is fucked up. He told me the reason that he stayed with her was to convince her to have an abortion.
Wow. Yeah, he's probably being honest.
He was probably being honest to you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Probably telling the truth.
So that's what happened.
Yeah. I don't know. Niggas just lie about everything, man. Right. I don't even know.
It's terrible. It is. I dated this guy after this girl, and she had got like people to take pictures of us. I guess because he was lying to her. So to prove it to him, like, she had us, like, at the car wash at the gas station.
And
shit was so creepy.
Right.
Yeah, like,
cheaters
she... for sure. And it was crazy because the worst part, I just felt like a sucker. Like, how do you feel them taking your pictures, bitch? Like, you're not on point. Because they were, like, up close. Like, clear shot to us at the car wash at the gas station. But sometimes you watch those crime stories and the bitch kill you.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know what I mean? Right, so it's right, like, right. Like, I don't know. I'm not in it. Like me, I'm big on like karma. So I don't want to take nobody man. But I'm usually funner than bitches. Like I might not be cuter than you, but I'm funner than
I'm
you.
I'm more fun.
Yeah, so.
But are you really taking somebody's man if you ain't know?
No.
You ain't
right.
Know.
Right. No.
And then once you know, it's too late.
Yeah, like, I mean, because I really, really am not into that. Like, if I know you got somebody, I'm going to back off. But it's usually, like, the woman might be hanging on or it's the end of the relationship. Yes. That kind of shit. Like, they were already about to break up. He don't like her. She don't like him. They might be still fucking or whatever. And again, I'm way funner than her. So then it's like, you know what I mean?
I'm a better time.
I'm just funner and I'm funny. So
you way more of a catch than she is, you know.
Yeah, she might be a better catch. I'm just
looks
funner.
Ain't always everything.
Yeah.
All right. Now, before you get out of here, I want you to we want to get some whip shots in our mouth from you.
What in the drive the boat is going on here, Angela?
You got to.
She just wanted. It's just her. It's not. Yeah,
no, we do. We want some whip shots in our mouth.
She wanted you
we
to
want
put
you
it
to
in
do
her
it,
mouth.
Though.
It's really hot. It's too Angie.
Angela,
that's
you're
the
getting
one.
A weirdo.
Oh my God, Angie, I'm being so shy.
Cardi, she's the only one. Just do her.
Yeah, just do
her. It's
no, we all
use
want
the mocha.
She sets us up like that, but it's her. It's her that
yeah,
wants it.
Yeah, she
what flavor you want, Angie?
She wants mocha.
Say
this was fun. I can't believe it's over already.
It went fast, right?
No, look, it was an hour, and I know we had a. It might have been. How long was this?
Time flies. Longer than an hour. Cardi.
Ooh, okay. No, listen, Cardi, we're so happy that you came here.
Yes.
Yeah, you know. For coming
now in. We know you're watching what you say because the trolls are online.
You ain't trying to get dragged.
She chose not to get dragged.
She chose not to get dragged today.
So get off her fucking back.
Okay.
Tag me in. I'm good at arguing on Twitter, Cardi.
You said tag her in.
Yeah, tag me in. She always say that.
Yeah, I'm still
like,
with
you
it.
No, they picking on you. Yeah,
I'm still with it.
Because like, I just want to do this because Stephanie don't normally drink and she's drinking today.
So what?
So we don't want to lose this moment.
Angela, you're getting the shot.
You're getting it in your mouth, Angela.
No, we are doing
we're excited.
It.
Cardi's giving you the shot.
Open real, real
Let
wide.
Cardi give
Cardi
you the
put
shot,
a lot there.
Mm-hmm. Give her a double shot.
I think everybody got to turn to the person to their right.
Oh, my God, okay. Angela. This is not church. Turn to the person to
your
right.
She's shy.
Wait, see, back then, I wasn't even shy. Now I'm shy. Like,
why are you
shy?
So shy?
Now girls getting me shy. I can't.
Yeah, she's shy.
Oh, the folks.
Everywhere you go, they try to do that dumpling. When you do your events for your whip shots, though, everybody's probably like,
Jesus Christ.
I don't have the Cardi tongue because you know Cardi's tongue is like,
I don't know the
cold. You know that Cardi's tongue.
Cardi's tongue should have its own Instagram page.
Does it?
It should.
Like no. It's just,
it should.
That's the thing. Watch somebody make it now.
Yeah.
They probably would. You know, they made a Twitter for my dog.
Your dog?
Yes. It's like, you know, it's just fans, funny fans.
Yeah,
stuff.
They just be doing shit.
Yeah.
The kids are so cute. Like you had the same baby twice.
I say that all the time.
Yeah, they say that twice. Like, yes, babe, I say that the all cutest. The time. He looked just like his sister, though. It's crazy.
It's definitely your kids.
Yeah, they're my kids.
Yeah. although my daughter, no, we can claim them because they look a lot like her, too. But we know they're your kids.
Yeah. You know what? I know for a fact I see my sister. And like with coach and everything, but not with the boy. Like
really?
The boy is totally like me.
That's your twin. Mm-hmm. For
like
sure.
Sometimes the dad when he does the math phase or his or his older son. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he look like Hennessy. Like my daughter thought she looked like Hennessy for sure. Like I see it. It's like, oh my God, you look like
she
her.
She does look like your sister. Mm-hmm. Now that I think about it,
do you feel the difference between like a boy? Because like my first baby was a girl, my second baby was a boy. You feel the difference between a boy and a girl? Like that love is way different. Your son,
yes,
it's different.
He be hugging. Me a lot.
Rub your back, rub your little like sides and shit.
Yes, yes. It's definitely
boy love is different.
I see it now because it's like people say it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I definitely
that's why you know why moms always favor their boys because they just love you different.
They do love you.
Wait till you
different.
Start saying, Mom, you so pretty. It's gonna be like, what the fuck?
Like my daughter be telling me that you look so beautiful.
Aww.
Mommy, I want to do my makeup like you, Mommy. But my daughter's sassy. Like, she's...
Mm-hmm. With her little purses.
She's really cute.
Yeah,
she's her
bag. I wonder whose fault that is, right?
She's totally me. Like,
yeah,
she's totally
me. Did she get jealous when you had your son? You know how kids be jealous of each other? My brother was so jealous when I was born.
Yeah, she is. She wants all the attention. Mm-hmm. For sure.
But she loved probably, like, my little brother.
When she wants to, like she's like, whatever.
Mine. I think as they grow older, she'll come into really being that big sister and really maybe. Like, that's my baby, that's my brother. You know, it's just right now they're both so young that she's like, where he come from? This is all mine. You know, this is my attention. This is my love. I don't want to share this. But as they get older, she'll start caring more that she has a brother, that she's a big sister for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. And she's like that with the baby, but she's not like that with the older siblings. She's not like that. But with him, she'd be like, all right, whatever. Like me.
Mm-hmm. She like being the young spoiled one. Mm-hmm. And now she's not the youngest.
Yeah.
Like with all the, she gets a lot of attention, but now there's a baby, you know?
With her face.
Angela want her shot, girl.
all right, let me give you a shot.
We're going to do the mocha, right? Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Angie's so excited.
Oh, my God.
I am. I want to be like, you know. Okay.
Say I. Angie, open real, real wide, babe.
Okay, ready?
Open real, real wide.
As wide as you can open. That's it? I expected more from you.
Come on. You did that good, girl. I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's shaking it up so much. I feel like she's about to like jizz on me.
Nah, that's why I don't want it to be like, you know, like I want it to be like nice and smooth, like fit.
That's what he said. Yeah.
Okay. That's what he said. She's funny as shit. Woo!
Yeah, shot, Angela.
Shot. It gotta be a little bit because that bitch is strong, like all in.
That's good.
You like it?
I like that.
Tasty. Yes. You got what you wanted, Angela?
You got it.
Delicious. I feel like I could have held more, but that's okay.
I told you to give her a double shot.
Angela's different on this show. I feel like on the first one, she'd be like, this one, she a little,
That's because we was doing these whip shots before you got here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's media, Angie. This kinky Angie, yeah.
It could have got worse, but you was being on your best behavior today, so.
I'm cute, you know them.
Well, this Cardi, thank you Cardi so much today. We appreciate you because I was, you know, you're like one of our biggest guests ever. Yeah. And you came on a few years ago.
2016.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sit.
And then I didn't want to get dragged, but it's like, I felt like it was going to be a little bit more freaky.
You was being a little safe today, I'm not going to lie.
But that's the thing.
Cardi,
about-
in the mic.
Your
ass talking in the mic.
That's the thing about, like, being, it's not even about being dragged. It's like, you know, like, now that I'm married, I can't even talk about certain things.
Because you don't want to get mad.
Yeah. You got to be careful. Like,
that's what it is.
Next time we got to do this after drinks.
Dinner and drinks.
Get you loose.
You go to Brooklyn Chow House and get loose.
We're down with that. Mm-hmm. Yes, honestly, when the album does come out or whenever you need us, like, we're ready to do drinks first and then come when you don't care about getting dragged.
All right, well, yeah.
Round two.
Y'all want to go outside? Y'all want to be outside? You could be outside. I like to go out. Look. I like to go.
You go, you like to go outside out in New York?
Yes, I love New York.
They can't hear nothing you're saying outside of the
love, too, when you come to the city, right?
Yes, I love New York strip clubs. I love being outside. Yes. In my city, though. Not really.
In your city,
no,
because
you probably spend so much time inside, you got to get it in when you could go outside, right?
Yeah, I get it in.
I feel like everybody needs a whip shot moment. It can't just be me.
Oh, my God.
And we agreed on this ahead of time.
Jesus Christ.
Because we're not going to put Cardi to too much work.
Okay, yeah. I'm not
sitting back down because these clothes are made hard. And
yeah,
it's
me and G will do it together.
These clothes are hard as fuck.
All right,
fuck.
Go ahead.
Okay, ready?
That's what I'm setting up.
Cheers.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
That's what I'm setting up.
More.
Mm-mm.
It's good.
I told y'all it's good. I told y'all I was hungry. I had like six of them while y'all wasn't looking. I swear to God, that's why my cap is a little broken. Because I was like.
I could tell who could take it in their mouth better just by what y'all did just
now.
Oh
my God.
Oh, you're
lip service.
You're
I told you she's a nasty little sex freak today. Because we're drinking. Kinky.
All right, well, Cardi, thank you again. Lip service. And thank you for the whip shots.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was delicious. Mm-hmm.